Senate Bill 168, an act to revise the provisions for issuing on-sale license, liquor license to resort facilities.
Senate Bill 168 has had its second reading, is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Dugard.
Thank you, Madam President. Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, Senate Bill 168 is a bill that will allow counties with a population of less than 2,000 to issue three resort licenses for on-sale alcohol consumption. Under present law, such a county may issue one such license, and this bill was brought 4 years ago to encourage a development in Sully County. That act was passed, and it did in fact encourage that development. To amend this bill would encourage two more developments to expand and one to be constructed. The one that Sully County is primarily interested in is a development which would propose to invest $12 to $15 million in a world-class 18-hole golf course, hunting lodge, restaurant, and hunting preserve. This would be a destination resort. The Sully County commissioners came and testified strongly in favor of it, and I believe this is good economic development. It will add to the Sully County tax base. There are four other counties in the state, and if you look at the sponsors of the bill, you'll see that there are senators and representatives whose districts include some of those small counties who could also take advantage of this legislation if passed. This was on the consent calendar yesterday. It had unanimous support of the committee from which it was reported. There was no opposition, and I believe it represents good economic development for our state, and I encourage your support.
Further remarks? Senator Moore.
Thank you, Madam President. Well, I agree with Senator Dugard. This is good economic development. I believe that we should do this in every instance that we can. We should encourage that type of development in the state of South Dakota to bring people in, not only from other areas in the state, but from outside the state. And this is a good step in the right direction. But I firmly believe that we ought to open the door on this just a little bit wider, because there's many counties in this state that could use a little economic development. So with that, Madam President, I have a motion at the desk.
Motion.
Madam President, it's a short amendment, so in an effort to save paper, I'll have the Secretary read it.
Thank you.
Senator Moore.
Please. Yes, please.
Senator Moore moves that Senate Bill 168 be amended as follows. On page 1, line 8 of the Senate Commerce Committee engrossed bill, overstrike 2 and insert 25.
Is there a second? Discussion on the Moore motion to amend.
Madam President.
Senator Moore.
Thank you, Madam President. Well, basically, ladies and gentlemen, this opens up counties for this same type of economic development all up and down the Missouri River corridor. It would open up Lyman County, it would open up Brule County, Aurora County, it would open up Charles Mix County, Yankton County, Bonham County. It would give us all an opportunity to have a little bit of economic development. And let's face it, there are opportunities there if we have the tools for it. And why shouldn't the other counties in this state along the Missouri River corridor have those opportunities for those economic development issues? So I would urge your support of the amendment and then go on and pass the bill. Thank you.
Further remarks on the Moore on Senate Bill 168? Further remarks. Senator Dugard.
Thank you, Madam President. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I don't object to Senator Moore's amendment. However, I know that I need the support of this body and the House, and I need the support of those who might otherwise oppose a bill that were enlarged to the degree that Senator Moore suggests it should be enlarged. I think this issue was raised earlier on a similar bill. If Senator Moore would like to take the wraps off the liquor license restrictions on counties of 25,000 or less, I say more power to you to bring such a bill. My bill is more confined for the purpose of addressing counties that have difficulty attracting economic development. And these counties do. Look at counties with a population of 2,000, and we know from some of the census data that we've been exposed to that most of those counties, if not all of them, will probably see a decline in their population absent some kind of economic development to pull people in and keep them there. So while I don't argue with the objective behind Senator Moore's suggested amendment, I do ask that the body resist it. I think it will give this bill, which is a good bill, a better chance of surviving the full course of the legislative process. So I ask you resist the motion. Thank you.
Further remarks on the Moore motion to amend? Senator Whiting.
Madam President, members of the body. Well, I would have to concur with Senator Dugard. I think in principle I don't have a problem with Senator Moore's amendment. I think it would have been better if he could have brought a bill that would have stood on its own feet rather than tacking this concept onto this particular bill. One of the things that has always amazed me regarding South Dakota is the difficulty that we have had in creating destination resorts along our wonderful Missouri River. And we're only beginning now to do this. We certainly do need to encourage them. Certainly we need to encourage them in some of the larger counties as well as in the smaller population counties that this bill addresses. But I would suggest that this bill was meant to really apply to, you might say, a more extreme situation where we have counties with very small populations, where development is really a very difficult prospect. The other thing I think we've got to acknowledge here is that in at least one of these counties, Sully County, which would qualify, there are one or more projects that are currently on the drawing boards or underway, which very much need this legislation. I think it would be a great shame if we overloaded the ship with Senator Moore's amendment and risked sinking the ship, because that would be an absolute disaster for projects that are currently underway in these counties with populations under 2,000. So, Senator Moore, I would urge you to bring legislation along the lines that you've suggested, but I would beg you not to overload this particular ship. So I would urge the body to reject the amendment that has been proposed.
Does any member wish to speak before Senator Moore speaks the second time? Senator Dennard.
Thank you, Madam President. Ladies and gentlemen of the body, I'm in support of Senator Moore's proposed amendment. May I speak to the proposed and the bill?
You may.
In 1994, I tried a similar venture to this to obtain an additional liquor license for a small community on the Missouri River. And it was a project that set up with a Class C municipality, which is a small city, to give another liquor license if this facility would put up a 30-unit motel and a meeting room. I was sent back home without the legislation, and since then, I think in about every year since then, we have carved out some special legislation for this type of a deal to get another liquor license in either small communities or our large cities. So I think that Senator Moore is right on track. If it's fair down the river, part of the way of the river, let's go all the way up and down the river and make it available to everyone. Thank you.
Further remarks? Senator Claven.
Senator Moore, thank you, Madam President. Senator Moore, can you tell me about how many counties would be eligible then if we had increased the number to 25,000?
Senator Moore, do you choose to respond?
Probably all the counties in the state except Pennington, Brown, and Minnehaha.
That up and down the river?
Up and down the river.
That was just a...
Senator Claven, you have the floor.
All right, thank you. I'm kind of halfway thinking that isn't such a bad amendment, although I have one, too, that was pulled off consent today that was going to address a special situation. So I guess I'd need to have more support in knowing just exactly why we would want to increase the population. We have a special instance. Apparently someone would have to issue these licenses, even beyond the county would issue them. Who would issue the license? Senator Moore, perhaps you would answer.
Senator Moore.
Well, Senator Claven, this bill changes nothing but the number of people in the county. The county is the one that's still going to issue the license. Everything remains the same. I've done nothing but ask you to accept the 25,000 person population so that we can further develop along the river corridor in South Dakota.
Okay. Thank you, Senator Moore. I think I have nothing further.
Good. Further remarks? Senator Moore.
Thank you, Madam President. Well, I would just respond to a few remarks that have been made. I'll be real honest with you. This is not going to hamper any development that's currently taking place in Sully County, because I don't know why anybody would be building this type of facility at this point in time if they knew they weren't going to get the liquor license, if they weren't sure they were going to get a liquor license. The other issue, a standalone bill. Why do we need a standalone bill? Why do we need duplicate bills? I was told that in committee one day. Why do we have to have all these duplicate bills when we can do it on one bill? And this would be the bill. Therefore, that's why I ask to have this bill amended to $25,000, rather than to bring another standalone bill in that only confuses the issue even more. One other thing that I would like this body to remember, when it comes to economic development, we're in this together. We're in this together as a state. Don't tell me that economic development is more important to one county in this state than it is to another county. That's not true. We're in it together. We can work with it together. And that's the way we need to move forward. Progressively forward, everybody work in the same direction for the same thing. I would ask your adoption of the motion and then go on and pass the bill.
Further remarks on the Moore motion to amend?
Madam Chair.
Senator Dugard.
Thank you, Madam President. Just one point of clarification. I did want to be sure that the body did understand that the major development that I'm talking about is not underway. In fact, it is being put together, and this is one piece of it. So I urge your support to help put this piece together and help that development to go forward. Thank you.
Further remarks on the Moore motion? Hearing on the question before the Senate, is the Senator Moore motion to amend Senate Bill 168? Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay.
Aye.
The motion fails. Further remarks on Senate Bill 168? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of Senate Bill 168. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Apa?
Aye.
Bogue?
Aye.
Rose?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Dugard?
Aye.
DeHuick?
Aye.
Dennard?
Aye.
Dietrich Larry?
Aye.
Dietrich Elmer?
Aye.
Drake?
Aye.
Duxbury?
Aye.
Everest?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Hagen? Hangey?
Aye.
Ham?
Aye.
Hotmacher?
Aye.
Cleven? Ketzel?
No.
Koskin?
No.
Madden?
Aye.
McCracken? McIntyre?
Aye.
Moore?
No.
Munson?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Putnam?
Aye.
Reedy?
Aye.
Staggers?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Simmons? Vitter? Valesky?
Aye.
Whiting?
Aye.
Senator Simmons? Senator Simmons? Madam President, ayes 29, nays 3, excused 3.
Senate Bill 168 has received a majority vote of the members elect and is declared passed.